Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Nobody Panic.
Imagine we're in the dentist chair, our mouth is full of gums and bits, and they've got a stick in there.
I've got a stick in my mouth.
And I
have had a good holiday. No, it doesn't hurt, thanks.
No, that's fine. Oh! Welcome to the podcast. Today it is about teeth.
Well, it came a point about 5 years ago when suddenly everybody started having these see-through retainer braces. Mm-hmm. And I've called them retainers because when I think braces, I think trousers. So every time I say braces, I started to then go, of course, I mean braces for your teeth, not your trousers. And I was like, nobody thought you meant braces for your trousers, Stevie.
In America, do you know braces are called suspenders? Isn't that wild?
What do they call the sexy things that...
I don't know.
It's like in Australia, they're called flip-flops, thongs.
Yeah. Insane.
I can remember, my sister's partner was like, and I was just wearing a thong. Like,
in America, they call your bum your fanny. Absolutely mad, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely wild.
People are like, I'm just going to bop her on the fanny. But like, you absolutely you, are not. Thank you,
you
very
not.
Much.
No. On the bop, fine.
Fine, bop away.
Front bottom, no bopping you. For that.
No.
So on that
anyway,
topic.
Anyway, so it's about teeth.
It's about teeth. So it's about like, so for a while I've been seeing people with those see-through, and I want to say Invisalign, but there's actually lots of different brands. Invisalign is just a brand.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of different types. And people just all started doing it. And I wanted to join in, but I also my mum and me have the same bottom teeth, and hers started to cross over when she was older, and she said, "Oh, I do wish I'd had that straightened out when I was younger." And I thought, "Well, I'm in my 30s, so maybe I'll do it now."
Here it comes. It goes without saying, I think, that we're not encouraging you to do it.
It's not necessary. For some people, it is necessary because maybe like their wisdom teeth come through, or like, you know, your mouth is their dentist is what's the word, encouraging it because of an actual toothal region.
I'd never had a problem with teeth. Listen, I got plenty of other problems. Don't be jealous, but and therefore I don't ever really notice people's teeth. I think if that is. You notice your own areas of concern and you're aware of them in other people, but I like never really register people's teeth at all. A couple of years ago, I have this bottom one that since I was a teenager began to twist backwards, and then gradually the dentist showed me that video a bit like when Lisa Simpson has to get braces, and they're like, this is you in a year, this is you in 5 years, this is you in 10 years, and all the teeth are just like coming out of her mouth, out of her head. And they were like, it will continue to twist backwards, and then all your bottom whole set are just going to crowd into the space and then continue to cross over each other. And also my mum didn't love like her teeth, and weirdly at the time when our mums were pregnant, you got free dental care when you were pregnant.
Lovely.
because your spine has to give so much for your big baby.
Oh wow!
Your bones change to carry the baby.
Your teeth change,
and as a result, your teeth change.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god! The human body.
The human body.
That is the most domino effect I think I've heard. That is crazy because you've got a baby. Your teeth move.
Yeah,
it's mad, isn't it?
They don't move. They just like won't be as strong. Yeah. And things happen. Anyway, so you used to get free dental care while you were pregnant. Anyway,
not anymore,
she
of course.
Literally did a pregnancy test, ran it to the orthodontist. Was like, get me the braces. And she was very young looking and used to have this big perm and braces while she was pregnant with me, and my dad had this enormous sort of huge moustache, and just and the pictures of her with this like big tummy and beaming with these like braces, and her, and he's only a year older than her. He looks about 20 years yes. older.
I'm like, and she looks like a child
what
bride.
A pair. And she said the first she went to a. This is such a boy story, but like she got her braces in, had a spicy bean burger from Burger King.
Right.
Went to an interview. They were just very quiet in the interview and were like, well, Will, good. Thank you for coming in. And she got all the way home, was like, I can't believe they didn't like it. And then saw herself in the mirror and her whole mouth was just like
beans, wall to wall beans.
Wall to wall beans. Anyway, so she, my whole life, has been tapping this tooth and going, that's going to need a brace.
Yes.
That's going to need a brace. Mm. And then eventually, a couple of years ago, I was like, right, come on then, let's get this sorted. And then you've taken up the mantle just as I finally came to the end of my...
Three years
into my Invisalign journey.
Yeah.
And you've picked up my old braces, popped them in.
Popped them in. absolutely. Don't do that. What I'll say is, it's really gross. No, so we thought because, yeah, you might be considering getting it or just being like, what's it like when it's in your mouth? Or just anything, really. If you don't have it, these braces, you've got no interest, listen anyway, it'll be a laugh. What's the adult thing that you've done this week before we go into sort of brace position? Brace?
Oh, very good. Brace.
That's been a long time to think of that.
What's yours?
Oh, I haven't thought of one.
I saw my teenage cousin the other day and he was saying that on the train they were flirting with some girls and he's 21 and they're from, they were air stewardesses and they were laughing at them, the two boys, because their hay fever was very bad.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I know, right? And then I was like, oh dear, well, they're probably flirting with you. What did you say back? And they were quite thrilled about it. And then they went, well, we went brace, because right. they're air stewardesses. And I was like, oh, good. Oh,
I'm so glad I don't have to interact with 21-year-old boys anymore.
Brace.
Jesus.
No, they shout, chicken or beef.
Okay, great. Brilliant.
God bless them, I say.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I've got one. I've got an adult thing. Okay, this is gross. Why am I always so gross and all just
You're
shit?
You're a disgusting person.
I'm also just more open and vulnerable. Okay, so I came off the contraceptive pill, not because I'm trying to get pregnant, but just because I realised I've been on it for 10 years and was like, I wonder what I'm like without it. Turns out, sort of the same, less highly strung, way less highly strong, smaller boobs, and vast bushels of nasal hairs.
What?
I spat so much.
Is that true?
I spat so much because because of my brace. So the spit went into the plug socket. I've got vast bushels of nasal hair now.
Wait, do you actually?
Yeah. So what happened was about 2 months after I finished the pill...
What did you come off? I'm fascinated.
Yasmin.
Oh, of course.
So Yasmin makes your skin good. Oh, yeah, I've got back acne as well. Brilliant. Yasmin makes your skin better. I went on it for my skin because I had acne when I was younger. And so I was like, oh, I'm probably getting acne again. Didn't. Was like, this is great. And then turned around about 6 months later. But I don't really get my back out a lot, but I was wearing one of those scoop neck things. I've got loads of back acne and was like, oh, forgot. I didn't know, you know, because it obviously because I've come off it. That was one thing. The main thing was, vast bushels of nasal hair where I was actually plucking my eyebrows. And as I was doing a face, I was like, holy mother of God, what's that? So I bought a nasal hair trimmer. I used it the other day. And it's honestly the most like demoralizing thing to have to use. But it was either that or plucking it out. And honestly, it hurts so much. I just can't do it. That's what I've got. I'm really glad I'm not single.
What is a nasal trimmer?
It's this thing, it goes up your nose and goes, it doesn't hurt. It's like a little mini sort of nose hair shaver. And it takes 2 seconds. It's for very old men.
Yeah, I feel like granddad had one.
Yeah, granddad probably had one. My granddad had one as well.
And it doesn't hurt. It's not pulling it out. It's just chopping it.
Just chopping it, which is not, I think, ideal because it goes back obviously quite quickly. And is sort of spiky, stubbly, but it's better than plucking it because when you pluck it, your eyes water, and also
of course it's absolutely horrendous.
A lot of screaming is involved.
It's a horrible feeling,
and also then it just means I have to like just, what's the word, engage with the fact that I have nasal hair. Whereas when I put the trim up, a bit of fun, but I'm like, oh, I can't do it without like doing it ironically or making a joke.
Of course.
I often go to my partner and just walk over and just sort of do it to remind him of how attractive I am. But yeah, I mean, I can't just do it normally, but it's a bit more fun than the pain of strimming.
All right.
Also, I've got very dark hair and I'm not a blonde woman, even though I do have blonde hair, but obviously you can see my roots. So, I've, you know, the hair removal is a constant battle for me.
All right, I'll meet you in the middle.
And also, thank you.
No problem. I'll tell you that I've started trimming my downy moustache.
Trimming. That's a great...
Well, because I was
just
like...
sort of shape it into a more
shape
sort of
it into
style.
A bit more nice. Okay, so
like a goose from Top Gun.
I have very fair, but quite a lot of facial hair that really catches the light.
I've never noticed.
Have you not?
A lot of that. It's not a lot, but if you're noticing it, you're noticing it. I mean, you've not noticed my nasal hair, which is frankly astonishing.
No, I've not. Right. But like I said, we don't notice those concerns that are not our own.
No.
And so far, nasal
And you have no nasal hair. You've
hasn't
a
come
bald
for me
nostril.
Hasn't
hasn't
come
yet.
For me yet. But I was increasingly aware when I turned my head in the light was catching my downy face.
Okay.
And then this moustache was growing.
Nothing wrong with a moustache.
No.
It's just we weren't expecting
no,
it.
No, it was the thing that you just weren't expecting it. And then at the edges, it really got sort of like Ratty from Wind in the Willows, you know? It had a sort of like, or Badger or something, you know?
But it goes over the lip when you're parting it to eat.
When you're parting the edges to eat and you could have brushed it up into something.
Backcombing your moustache.
Backcomb a moustache, you know? And it's actually quite pleasant. Anyway, it's pleasant to touch, but I was like, right, what am I going to do? And I didn't want to pluck it out because I thought that way madness lies. Like,
yeah.
Then I'll be trapped forever. And what if it grows back darker?
Yeah.
But they aren't dark. They're just long and fair and growing over my mouth.
Yeah, no, sure.
So I thought, trim it.
Are you going to say you just trimmed
it? Just trimmed
it.
Maybe I'll use your
nasal trimmer. With scissors.
Just a pair of scissors, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Just a little trim.
I would definitely not shave your moustache.
No, oh my
don't
God.
Strip, don't use the nasal
oh
strippers.
My God.
We'll say waxing's good, although my sister once waxed hers with gaffer tape, ripped all her face off and had handlebar scabs. Like a hand, like she, it looked like she'd drawn a handlebar moustache on her face with red pen. That was how bad it was, yeah.
Fuck.
Very bad. Look, just two ladies.
Just two ladies. Telling you all about it.
Their hair.
Telling you the truths. And if we may move from the nose onto the moustache and then down into the teeth. And there we are.
Hairy teeth. Absolute disaster.
Into our teeth. And we'll start you off on the braces journey.
Yes.
Perhaps you're thinking of getting in it. Perhaps you're already on it.
Mm.
Perhaps a pal is going through it and keeps crying a lot. And you can say, hey, listen to this. Say, they talk about hair for a bit, but then...
They go into it.
And they get into it.
Somebody messaged me actually when I said something on Instagram about having a brace or having Invisalign or having whatever. I don't actually think I've got Invisalign. I think I've got one of the other brands.
Oh, really?
Or maybe I have Invisalign. No, I do have Invisalign, but I was dalliancing with the others and then thought, oh, I can't be bothered. So someone messaged me and said, like, how much is it? Because it's really hard to find on the website how much it actually is. Because people just go like, oh my God, it's so expensive. Or like,
right, yeah,
and on the website, they just don't sort of talk about it often, especially on the Invisalign one. And it's just quite kind of tricky. So what I wanted to say is obviously it changes depending on what you need, how much, like if you want top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a little bit of a tiny baby scam going, which is where dentists and certain people, obviously, they are compromised sometimes because they get commission or they are pushing for specific things. And not everybody needs to have top and bottom. Whereas I think sometimes they will tell you that you do. In order for them to accurately tell you if you need top and bottom, they should be scanning your... you know, tooth and their teeth, and it's completely painless. And then they send that through to the Invisalign company, and then Invisalign will sort of say whether, you know, that's correct or not. So, like, basically, it should be teeth led, not financially led. So, I only had bottom, and it was £2,000, which was, I think, the most I've ever spent on anything. That's probably the most I've ever spent on anything. You get a little case with that, it was a fun, chewy thing. To like chew if you can't get it on, get your brace on your teeth properly, and you get regular checkups that you don't have to pay for. So you shouldn't have to pay for like going in and getting them, like there's like a halfway point checkup I got, and then the full way point checkup. And so, yes, but I think for top and bottom, it was a 3,500. So you are getting a slightly, you know, it's a better deal. I suppose it's not, you know, it's not like double, but it's still obviously a lot of money. But that's just my personal one that I got. I know that they range from, you know, they go quite higher than that.
Mine was, I was a few years before you. I happened to be there in the middle of the February flash sale, which at the time I thought was just like a sort of a gimmick or whatever. Mm. But actually, I think was quite a good deal. Mm. Mine was 2,500, and it was top. There was like, it's free to do the tops if you want to do the tops as well.
Great.
So I was like, yes. And for that, you got the same thing. And your top and bottom, plus at the end you got a free teeth whitening session.
That's lovely. What I've got, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. Maybe that's just generally the...
I think that's good, yeah.
...part of the course that you get all of this stuff. And
but you don't need to take,
slightly less as well if you paid for it all up front. And I weirdly... I mean, you got a deal, so I wanted to do it because it was cheaper to pay up front. But also I felt much better being like, that's paid for. Because I was nervous in case they were going to keep being like, oh, and you owe for this, and you owe for this, yes. And you owe for this. So I wanted to just be like, I've paid for it. Now you do everything.
So yeah, you can save up and then just pay. But obviously it's a lot of money to pay up front.
They also do monthly installments. You don't have to pay for it up front. And the discount was only a few hundred pounds. It wasn't like you got it, you know, £1,000 cheaper. So yeah, if you can't do it all up front, it's an installment thing. I did a Vodafone commercial in Ireland and I looked at a cat behind a wall.
Oh, yeah.
I used all the money, got my teeth done.
Yeah, I think I looked at some Farrow & Ball paint.
Gorgeous.
For a commercial and used that to do my teeth.
Yeah. Well, and God bless Vodafone and Farrow & Ball. Thank you very much. And they sponsor these beady smiles. Also, if you're looking into where to go and you're London-based, I did mine at Sensu, S-E-N-S-U. Yeah. Don't mind them.
I did mine through my dentist. That is
very good.
So you can go through your dentist. And then also that is sometimes helpful because your dentist is apparently less likely. They're like more likely to give you, obviously you got an amazing deal, but a better deal than I did. But your dentist will just be teeth led always because there are lots of companies that, not lots, but there are some companies that aren't as legit. So it's become this booming industry, you want to make sure that you're not paying £500 for something that is going to be rubbish because it is your teeth and there's actually not a lot of ways of telling.
No, absolutely. So if you can go to your dentist, that sounds marvellous. But it does also sound like the £2,000 range-ish, £2,000 to £3,000 is probably...
It's the right one.
Given that both of us have come up with the similar number.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's about what it is. Listen, it's a fair old whack. For me, it had got to a point where they were like, this is only going to get worse and it's going to be physically detrimental to you. But also I had started to not be able to look at anything else.
Yes,
like
of course.
When I like saw a picture of my... I stopped smiling, basically.
Well, you get stressed.
I stopped smiling.
You stopped smiling, but also you get stressed when you've been told something will get... then you can't think about anything else. Yeah, my tooth in the middle was going to go dead when I got older. So I was like, yeah, best do it now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we've had quite different approaches to it.
Sure.
So I didn't know this, but what I was quite surprised. You get like your first one, and I just thought you wore one. Stupid. But you wear one, and it's for
nobody's stupid.
One.
It's so confusing to know what it happens.
Yeah. So yeah. Every 10 days that I would get a different one.
Just to walk you through it, you go in, you have your teeth scanned. They don't have to put the gum in your mouth like you once had to do. Do you ever remember having a mouth guard when you were at school?
I've never had anything to do with my teeth before, ever.
We had to do these. One day, there was a day you had to all queue up and have a mouth guard fitted.
What a
and
day.
I know, huge day. Do you have that day?
Yeah. Producer Ben had that day.
Yeah, that day.
Big day.
Big day. You had to be held in this chair, and this horrible putty was in your mouth, and you had to be like not move.
Why?
Yeah.
Like what? To what end?
To make the mouth guard.
But why did you need a mouth guard?
To play contact sports, like to play mixed martial arts, as I was doing
I was
at the time.
Say, like,
no, hockey. Like you couldn't play field hockey.
We played field hockey without mouth guards.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They told us as we were queuing that it was now the law, and you had to have these mouth
not
guards.
Not in state schools. We were doing mud wrestling with our faces. We were doing headbutting walls.
Smashing those teeth up.
Right, okay,
I never, ever wore mine, ever.
Right.
But so it can't
be. That's very similar to your Invisalign journey, which we'll be talking about.
Somebody said, this is the law, and I just threw mine away.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it wasn't the law, maybe you just had to do it.
Anyway, let's get on to the Invisalign.
I remember being in the chair and like these tears and I was like gagging. I was like, I cannot have this thing in my mouth. So that was my main concern going into Invisalign. I was like, I cannot do the putty. I cannot hold the, please don't make me do the mouth guard. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, the day the law came to the school and said you had to do the mouth guards. They were like, that's not
field hockey, field hockey.
And they were like, that wasn't a day. That's not a thing. We don't do the putty anymore. We just take a photo with a special electronic laser thing.
Yeah, which is really easy.
And I was like, oh, easy peasy. Yeah. So they scan you. Then they...
it's the knobble time.
Wait for the knobbles. No. First, you get your plastic... You get a plastic... your Invisalign, which is a mold of your teeth. Each tooth perfectly shaped. Mm-hmm. And you get yours and you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm off. Off I go. And then, surprise...
It's knobble time.
It's knobble time. And they don't tell you about knobble time because if you knew about knobble time, you wouldn't start the journey.
But actually, it's not that bad. It's just the thought... I couldn't make head nor tail of knobble time while it was happening. Mm. I didn't understand why they were doing what they were doing. Essentially, they need to fit these like acrylic or like, I don't know what they're made of, sort of see-through little knobbles on the teeth that they want to work on the most to help with the fitting of the brace. And these knobbles will be with you for the entire duration of your brace
time. The knobbles are on your teeth.
Yeah. And they sort of make
So because the plastic... is on the knobbles, it's pushing them in. So it's just this relentless, quiet push. And unlike how if you had proper braces that they had your elastic bands tightened each week, instead you go in and you downsize your plastic retainer to a slightly smaller one. Or not to say it's smaller, it's slightly better looking.
Oh, it's the like
teeth,
a different...
The teeth are in closer to the position they want them to
get
to.
Yes, and you can't really tell the difference, but then you start to really tell. So I didn't have to go in. I got given my first five... in little packets, all numbered, what dates I've got to change them and stuff.
Oh,
and then I went in after the fifth one and then they checked and were like, yeah, that's all fine. And then they gave me the second half and I'm now on 9 of 10. So,
oh my God, you're absolutely storming out.
Yeah. So, and the only, so with the knobbles, it's not, we've made a big deal of the knobbles. It's not uncomfortable.
It's a big deal.
It doesn't hurt. It's just weird, isn't it? It's just because they just...
Oh, it doesn't hurt having them done at all.
But it's just, the problem is that I think what I was thinking of was when you put the brace in and you look at it, it's like, oh, my teeth are called knobbly because mine are at the front. But then immediately you realise it doesn't matter. But it feels strange because you've got knobbles on your teeth. So my teeth feel weird. Then they give you the guard and you put it in, the brace, you put it in and it feels like too tight. And you go like, oh, okay. I think that was what I went, oh. And then he was like, okay, so that's it. And I was like, oh, that's... So I have to just wear this. And in that moment, I was like, I actually cannot do this. Mm. I cannot walk around with teeth this tight. I've never had tight teeth like it. I then, within, I would say, a couple of hours, the tightness goes. But then you've got about a week, I would say, of being like, oh, what is this? Like, this is weird. And it's a bit annoying. And you just sort of want to take... I got a little ulcer because your mouth is not used. It's like when you wear new shoes and you might get a little blister and then your feet get used to it. I got a little an ulcer and was like, so I'm just going to have like an ulcery mouth and be sad for 100 days.
This is forever, is it? Is
yes.
What you feel like.
And then if you persist and push through that week, or that kind of first... batch of like this, for me it was like the first 10 days, you get used to it incredibly quickly. You can't have like turmeric, is that how I pronounce it? The stuff in curries that turns stuff yellow. You can't drink red wine with it, but you can pretty much drink anything else. You don't have to take it out when you drink stuff, but it's when you eat, you've got to take it out. So that first bit is uncomfortable because you're just like, I've just obviously got this big thing in my mouth and I've got nobble time. When you put your new second retainer in, so you've had your first one in for 10 days, it's squeezed your teeth. By the end of those 10 days, it's feeling loose. It's feeling like a part of the family. You're like, you know what? I can do this. You take it out, you put your second one in. Oh, we're back to square one with the tightness. But then if you put it in the evening, by the time you wake up in the morning, you've had 8 hours sleep or you know, you've slept in it, it feels fine. And then I would say about 2 months ago, I was like, oh, I don't care anymore because I've had it in so much. My mouth, my speaking, my everything is completely used to it. However, I feel like if you're somebody who doesn't wear it, you will consistently then be annoyed by it because you've got to kind of go all in or there's no point, you know? Would you agree with that?
I simply won't engage.
No,
as but in, you're absolutely right.
Am I right? Because also, I might not be right. You might have absolutely found it fine, but you just kind of didn't want it. Wear it, did you? That was your problem. There's no judgment. I'm just
there's
saying.
There's some judgment.
There's no judgment.
People used to message me on Instagram all the time, tell me to put my teeth in.
Yeah.
And they were right to. I had forgotten. I would forget. I lost them constantly. They give you this special, like, glittery red, a mouth guard case. Lost that by the time I got home. You know? So then they're just, like, loose in my pocket, you know?
Yes. And then the dentist would be like, you haven't worn it? You'd be like, yeah, half.
Oh, half months and months into the experience, because I would only start wearing it in the week before I had to go and see the dentist. And so I would just put the last set in.
My God, that must have hurt so much.
Yeah, of course it did. The knobbles I found very upsetting because I did not know they were coming and they were they're spiky, but only honestly for a day and then you get over it. And you do have a little cry when you're like, I can't live with this. But your mouth is and perhaps the whole body is unbelievably resilient to being like, oh, we just adapted. Mm. This thing was new and therefore it's new. It feels overwhelming. It feels terrifying. And now, oh, it's absolutely fine. I forgot about it. It's no big deal. Anyway, so I would lose all them, then I would keep, and I would manage to find the last set, I would put that in, just give it a bloody go, an absolute blast.
I mean, considering how it feels when you go one up, I actually feel quite physically sick thinking about what that must have felt
That's what I had to do. Then I would go to to Sensu, and then they'd be like, you're not wearing these. I was like, yep, I am. And or they'd be like, this is number 4 and the top one is number 10. So what's this?
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you know? And they were like, why do you think we don't know what... which brace you're on? And I was like, it's got no identifying numbers on it, and apart from that code that doesn't make any sense, you're like, well, it does make sense to us, the dentist.
Yes.
And also it had these like blue dots on the side, and they were like, what do you think these are? And I was like, jewels. And they were like, no, these blue dots will go completely clear with enough with saliva, so they will go clear when you've been wearing them, and yours are bright blue. And I was like, ah, oh dear. So then I was like, all right, come on. Well, let's do it.
When you committed, was it better?
No. Nah.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, you can't, I mean, it's just slower. Like, if you just want, like, recommend what I did.
No, sorry. What I'm saying is, if you just commit, then from the moment that you were like, I'm just going to wear them, Like, was that at least easier and quicker?
It was the losing them that was my main issue.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I'd constantly put them down and then they'd be gone.
Yes, this is the thing.
So that's the part I found very tricky, being like, I've lost my teeth again. So you've just got to get in the habit. You need everyone around you to be like on teeth patrol, and you just need to get in the habit of being like, I'm just a sensible person who puts them in their little case, and then I put them back in again.
But realistically,
I'm just a sensible soul.
Realistically, if you I didn't ever use the case. The other day when I was drunk, they fell on the floor, put them back in my mouth. Fucking disgusting. So the teeth, when you lose one, you're meant to go back to the previous one and put them in. So that's a good tip. You got to keep all of your previous ones, or keep at least the last one, because if you lose it and you don't wear them, that's worse than wearing the next one down, because your teeth just start moving immediately.
I just went one up.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, I did.
Yeah, I'm just saying to the people who are listening,
sure,
because that's dangerous, because you could break your teeth. Whereas if you go one
Maverick.
Back...
Can't be stopped.
Your teeth won't move so badly. Whereas if you leave it completely and go ride it nude, then it's crazy. If I don't wear mine for like 5 hours, when I try and put it back in, if I forget, when I try and put it back in, it feels like the first time I've put it in again. Your teeth move so fast, which I really did not expect.
I think you're probably speaking some hard home truths here, I feel like
you're taking it personally, but I'm honestly not.
Of course I'm taking it personally. No, I'm very bad at it. I'm
only speaking to the people. I'm not speaking to you at all. I don't presume to advise you.
I'm not even speaking, like, you're not even here. I'm barely looking at you.
I'm doing my own podcast.
You keep interrupting
my
podcast.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course.
I just want you to know
it's not directed at you.
I know it's not.
It's purely directed at people. And I realised with everything I'm saying, I'm making, like, everything, every tip I was giving, I was making it worse, and it was making it sound like I was being like, because you didn't. But I actually don't know what you did with your teeth, because all I know is you had it for like 3 years. I don't know exactly what you were doing. So I didn't presume that you were like losing them or throwing them.
No, but you can presume I was not doing it correctly.
Possibly.
That is not an unreasonable assumption.
True.
You are speaking the truths, which are just, if it is better just to commit and do it properly, and it will feel less overwhelming and bad to be like, oh, they're just in and I forgot about them. You know, I never really forgot about them. I was always thinking, there they are. It's a nicer, better experience if you just hardline commit.
Because you get used to it.
And you just try a bit harder.
But also, it's so fun if you lose it. And it's fun if it's hard and it's not, you know, it's like, that's also like, there's nothing wrong. Like, the moment I changed it, I was like, oh, I can see why Tess doesn't want to wear this. Like, it's just like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But then it does get better. So if you've started and you're a bit worried and you're a bit nervous, don't be. Also, there's the bit where, I don't know, did you have this where they file your teeth? They're to file my teeth. Mm. And I honestly was like dripping in sweat. I was like, well, this is going to be incredibly painful and weird.
To file the top of them?
They filed in between as if he was flossing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like terrified of that, because I've never had anything done.
Imagine flossing, but with an old bit of metal.
But with a full like chainsaw. No, it was like a spinny thing. I was like, oh my god, the noise it makes as well. I was like, what?
But then they can also do this really. They actually do literally file like a nail file, but with a tiny thin bit of metal.
I didn't even know.
Oh wow. Well, so there's sorry. More coming for you.
My god. Well, I was terrified. Just wanted to very much say, don't be, because it you cannot feel it. It does not hurt. And the bit that I was worried about as well was like, where's the bits of my tooth going? Are they going in my mouth? Mm. But then the assistant is like cleaning them up. That was the bit that I honestly was terrified of. And it was absolutely fine. There was no pain. They didn't have to anaesthetize anything. They just filed it. And it was, the only thing is then when I was flossing my teeth afterwards, which you're meant to do more with your brace, because obviously anything that's trapped in your teeth is being held by your brace now. Mm-hmm. When I floss, the floss goes in too easily between those teeth and goes like straight to the gum and freaks me out a bit. But that's just being squeamish.
That's it. That's the thing, isn't it? It's weird, but it ain't painful.
It is weird, but it ain't painful. It's maybe the first two weeks is weird, and then I keep going to eat things now and forgetting. I can't wait till I get them taken out and my teeth feel incredibly flat and slimy. That's because the novels
come out is fantastic.
Yeah, my lips are sliding over my teeth.
And
like,
I do
no big
still
thing.
Love to touch them and think, no novels. I will say what you will get in exchange for the novels.
Mm-hmm. A little bar at the back of your teeth.
Is the metal bar at the back. And again, that was a surprise.
Yes. So that is just a tiny bar that's put in to stop your teeth moving back. It doesn't hurt to put it in, but you don't want it. And then you get used to it, right?
You do get used to it. And my friend...
Wearily.
My friend has had one since she was a teenager. And I was like... Whoa. And she was like, ah, it's a friend. It's like, I was like, oh, I can't have this forever. Yeah. She was like, honestly, you just don't notice it. Yeah. And that's absolutely true. I don't notice it. Whereas the first day I did cry again, because I was like, I can't bear it. It feels like this massive metal bar in my mouth. Ah, you get over it.
Yeah.
You truly do.
Because you physically can't take that out and forget it. It's in your mouth the whole time. So you've actually committed, you've committed to the bar. And now the bar is... good.
That's the thing. I think that this whole process for you will be overwhelming moments of intense tears where you think, I simply can't. Your body very quickly getting used to it and you're thinking, oh, this is actually fine. And just keeping going through those hurdles of being like, oh, no. Oh, no. It's okay. And hardline commit, as Stevie said, is ultimately a much better, healthier, smarter, safer experience.
But you will get loads of food in it, so every time you eat and you put it back in, do check, because every time I eat I get herbs in, put the brace on, and then I've trapped the herbs in between the brace and the teeth, and then you've got knobbles and spinach. Just do those things. You'll be having a fine time.
So I hope that helps you on your journey if you are in and...
in and around
in
it.
In and around.
If you listen to the thought, no thanks. That's fine.
God, Lord, don't do it. And hope it's some help and at least some comfort. And definitely, if you're afraid of the dentist part, don't stress. There ain't nothing painful.
There's
happens.
No needles. There's no business.
There's
it's
no
just,
business.
It's just knobbles. That's it. We can all deal with a few knobbles now and then.
It's noisy, but it's not. We swear, there's no pain.
So thank you so much for listening.
With that, God bless you.
God bless you.
Free.
If you've got any suggestions for future podcast episodes, it's NobodyPanicPod on Twitter or NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. Sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/NobodyPanic. And God bless you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.